With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. An environmental super PAC says environmental messaging helped swing a handful of tight midterm races last month, including Montana's hotly contested U.S. Senate race. The League of Conservation Voters Victory Fund urges future candidates to remember those results.
And if they don't, I think it'll be at their peril.
That's LCV Victory Fund's Pete Maysmith.
Talking about the specific and localized environmental impacts that people are actually experiencing proved to be the most effective messaging for us this cycle. And that was around the importance of access to public lands in Montana, the impact of fires fueled by climate change in California, or focusing on health impacts of pollution in New Jersey.
Montana's Senate race, California's 48th congressional district, and New Jersey's 3rd district were all decided by single-digit margins. Global Strategy Group's Andrew Bauman says Montana's incumbent Senator John Tester locked in his Democratic base early in the campaign, whereas center-right voters waited to make up their minds.
And Tester really overperformed with late-deciding center-right voters in the final few weeks before the election, and that's how he won. And, you know, with these voters, we definitely see public lands breaking through and have a real impact in why they decided to vote the way they did.
Global Strategy Group is a Democratic polling firm that surveyed 800 Montana voters in the days following November's election. Bauman says Montanans who voted against Republican challenger Matt Rosendale mentioned a variety of issues, including his close association with President Donald Trump, as reasons for their opposition.
But you also see really breaking through, as strong as anything else, public lands, and also the idea that he's not from Montana or he's from out of state, which obviously both the Tester campaign and LCV tied very strongly to his position on public lands.
University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldine examined the report and points out that it can be tricky to pinpoint how any single issue truly resonates with voters.
When you fill out your ballot, you can vote for whoever you want on whatever basis you want. But when you ask people to justify their vote after the fact, it's just a little different. We know some people don't tell the truth on these things, or that some people will just grasp for something that sounds sensible, whether or not it was really the most important factor. But all that said, their basic point that environmental and public lands issues were important to Montana voters this fall certainly seems reasonable and credible.
Saldine does not think the environment will always be a defining issue in every single race.
Because in some cases, the differences between the candidates are just going to be fairly minor. But when you have clear differences, as we did in this year's Senate election, yes, these issues can absolutely be important.
Joe Bonfilio is president of EDF Action Fund, the campaign arm of the Environmental Defense Fund. Bonfilio predicts specific and highly localized environmental messaging will be an effective technique during the 2020 presidential race.
The Trump administration and what they've done is so fundamentally at odds with where voters are that I think you will see candidates talk about the environment, again, in ways that connect with voters in Nevada or on the coasts with offshore drilling. So I think that's just the one common thread that we will see.
The Global Strategy Group polling on environmental messaging's impact on the 2018 midterms can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.